Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, August 29th. You'll be interested to know, 116 years ago, today in 1909, at the Grand de Semaine d'Aviation near Reims, France, more than 100,000 people gathered to witness the arrival of the Zeppelin LZ-3, a majestic airship, marking a triumphant moment in human ingenuity and the dawn of modern aviation. This inspiring event celebrated the spirit of exploration, the marvel of lighter-than-air flight, and the boundless potential of human creativity, uniting crowds in wonder and hope. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with 2 feet of swell rolling in from the southwest. Conditions stay clean through the morning before shifting to fair as the day progresses. Winds start offshore at 1 mile per hour, shifting to onshore at 8 miles per hour by afternoon. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3-foot low tide when the southwest swell is 1 foot at 18 seconds. And the offshore wind is 0 mile per hour. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 74 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start clean with waves at 2 to 3 feet on Saturday morning with light winds. As the day progresses, expect fair conditions with sizes building to 3+ feet by afternoon. Sunday brings the most size with clean 4 to 5 foot waves, before slightly fading into Monday, which remains consistent at 3 to 5 feet with fair conditions. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 75 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:22 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:27. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 80 and a light west-southwest wind. Saturday night will be mostly clear with a low around 68 and a light south wind. Sunday continues sunny with a high near 80. Sunday night brings patchy fog after 11 p.m. with partly cloudy skies and a low around 68. Labor Day starts with patchy fog before 11 a.m., then turns mostly sunny, with a high near 81. Monday night also has patchy fog after 11 p.m., with partly cloudy skies and a low around 68. Tuesday features patchy fog before 11 a.m., followed by mostly sunny conditions, with a high near 80. Tuesday night will see patchy fog after 11 p.m., with partly cloudy skies and a low around 68. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the LA City Council unanimously criminalized operating tour buses in 16 square miles of Pacific Palisades affected by January fires, despite no verified disaster tours. Councilmember Trey Seapark introduced a July motion, citing after reopening reports, calling the conduct gross, as the Department of Transportation reads signs. The LA Police Department will lead enforcement. Employers not drivers could face charges, with details coming in a forthcoming report. Restrictions last until the wind and wildfire emergency that began January 7th ends. Boundaries run Mountain Ridgeline north to PCH south, though it excludes PCH. And the city will seek a state extension. Now on to sports. Dallas traded Micah Parsons to Green Bay after his public trade demand and he signed a 4-year, $188 million deal with $136 million guaranteed, averaging $47 million, a record-setting non-quarterback contract. At 26, Parsons owns 52.5 sacks in 63 regular season games. Winners include Parsons and agent David Milugita, the Packers and NBC. With September 28th, Sunday Night Football Packers at Cowboys poised for ratings history. Losers include owner Jerry Jones, rookie head coach Brian Schottenheimer, Kenny Clark, Dallas fans. In local sports, the Dodgers were off last night, but tonight, they are back in action against the D-backs at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles for Game 1 of a 3-game series. Blake Snell, with a 3-2 record and a 1.97 earned run average, takes the mound against Zach Gallen, who is 9-13 with a 5.13 earned run average. First pitch is at 7:10 with clear skies and a temperature of 81 degrees. In top news, Dallas traded Micah Parsons to Green Bay after his public trade demand, and he signed a 4-year, $188 million deal with $136 million guaranteed, averaging $47 million, a record-setting non-quarterback contract. At 26, Parsons owns 52.5 sacks in 63 regular season games. Winners include Parsons and agent David Milugita, the Packers and NBC. With September 28th, Sunday Night Football, Packers at Cowboys poised for ratings history. Losers include owner Jerry Jones, rookie head coach Brian Schottenheimer, Kenny Clark, and Dallas fans. In business news, Affirm shares jumped 15% in extended trading after the buy now, pay later provider delivered a clear earnings and revenue beat for its fiscal fourth quarter. Earnings per share were 20 cents versus 11 cents expected. Revenue reached $876 million versus $837 million expected, with revenue up 33% from $659 million a year ago, and gross merchandise volume rising 43% to $10.4 billion from $7.2 billion. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% for the week to about $111,000. Ethereum is down 6% to just under $4,500. And XRP is down 4% to $2.90. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A former NASA engineer, Charles Buller, now at Exodus Propulsion Technologies, claims an electrostatic propellant-less drive can counter Earth's gravity. He says a new force allows electric fields to generate sustained thrust without expelling mass, enabling center of mass translation. Unaffiliated with NASA, he presented at APEC, citing colleagues from NASA, Blue Origin, and the Air Force, and a 2023 trial that reportedly beat gravity. Skepticism is warranted, as Roger Scheuer's M-Drive from 2001 failed under testing, despite a 2016 NASA EagleWorks hint, with later studies, including Dresden University of Technology, finding zero thrust. Entertainment news. Darren Aronofsky embraced something closer to light with caught stealing. Set in 1998 New York City, this bruising chase follows Henry Thompson, a Lower East Side bartender and former ballplayer, now drifting and drinking, played by Austin Butler. A neighbor's cat, a mysterious key, and brutal men ignite pursuits across the city, including a drone shot through the Unisphere in Queens. Low-stakes thrills and a vivid New York portrayal gets a graded B-. It's rated R and 107 minutes. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Alexander Graham Bell. And he said, "When one door closes, another opens. But we often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the one which is open for us." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.